It is read from the studio by Guy Belmore.
Recently,
the former ship, the Coast Guard manned LST 21, was unloading on the French coast. I had the opportunity of taking a quick jeep trip to the front with Brigadier Hargus, war observer for New Zealand. We arrived without mishap at an observation point overlooking the towns of Saint-Pierre and Tilly. We lay prone on the edge of a field which had four heavy tanks firing from it and looked out on the enemy battle area, on the smoky battle area before us. In and around Tilly, the units of a British division were fighting an unknown number of Jerry Tigers and Panthers. To the left, in Saint-Pierre, we were beating off a surprise counterattack. To the right, near Tilly, a tiger appeared round the corner of a church and an instant later burst into flame as it was hit by one of our 25 fires. About this time, it was reported that more enemy was coming to our support. At this moment also, the Jerrys ranged our hill and started throwing in 88s. The first shell burst to our right, not far from one of the tanks, and I walked over to talk to its crew, who were in the midst of preparing tea from their combo rations. This was the fifth campaign for three of them. All had seen lots of action in both Africa and Italy, and they were very unperturbed by the shelling. Between rounds of throwing ourselves to the ground as the 88s burst, they invited me to squat and have some tea. Another shell burst a bit nearer. Oh, you needn't bother ducking them, really, one joked. If one comes over with your billet number on it, it'll let you know about it just before it goes off. Just then, another exploded a bare few feet away. Dirt and rubble showered over us and the tank. A bit later, Brigadier Hargest decided to have a look at the boys who were fighting in Saint-Pierre. So we piled into the jeep and drove down the hill in the direction of the tank battle. We could hear the air frying round the 25-pounders, firing over our heads into the German positions. We see them, moreover, as they hurtled away in the distance. All the way down the hill were heavy tanks and infantry deployed in strategic spots in case of unexpected breakthrough. We finally turned left towards Saint-Pierre, still smoking with almost every roof blasted. We went to headquarters, which showed the scars of bitter fighting and bombardment. The boys we saw had just finished beating off an unexpected and pretty vicious counterattack and were strung along the wall with their rifles ready. As we left, Brigadier Hargest asked one of the riflemen behind the wall, "Are you all right?" The boy grinned back and said, "Everything all right, sir. We'll give them bugs back more than they can throw at us every time."
That dispatch was written by war correspondent Joel O'Brien and read from the studio by Guy Belmore in the Pacific Service of the British Broadcasting Corporation.